invite all who can stand to stand now for our opening hymn, knowing that if you cannot stand, the church stands with and for you. Welcome to all those who are joining us online. It is good to be here together, and together in this sixth Sunday of Easter, we will experience God in word and in sacrament and in the presence of each other. We invite all here to come forward during communion and receive communion. This is an open table. All are welcome. And after service, all are welcome to our coffee and cookies and our fellowship hour. Is it good, as I said, that we are all here together now? We do ask, for the sake of the flow of the service and for our own contemplative practices, that if you have a cell phone, that you make sure that it's turned off or silent at this time. And then join us. Enter in now to the spirit of worship. And we ask again, if you can stand, knowing that there are those who cannot stand, and the church stands with and for you, but those who may, to rise now and we prepare to enter in. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, the wellspring of grace, our Easter joy, and our hope.
Amen.
Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
God, who is rich in mercy, loved us even when we were dead in sin, and made us alive together with Christ. By grace, you have been saved. In the name of Jesus Christ, your sins are forgiven. Almighty God, strengthen you with power through the Holy Spirit, that Christ may live in your hearts through faith.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord. Peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord.
Amen.
This is the feast of victory for our God. Alleluia.
Children's message.
Well, how are you today, friends?
Good.
Okay. So I have a question for you. Do you know a lot of people?
Yeah.
Do you go to school with a lot of people?
Yes.
Yeah. So you know a lot of people, you go to school with a lot of people. In this big old box of a lot of people, how many people are your friends?
Most of them.
Most of everybody's your friend?
Most of the people I know.
Most of the people you know, okay. So let's ask this other question. Anyone else got an answer? Probably not the same amount of all the people in your school. Not all of them are your friends, right? So what makes your friend as opposed to all the other people? So take some time to become friends?
Yeah.
What else? What else separates your friends from everybody else? Yeah? Can you elaborate? That's a joke, people. What else? What else makes a friend as opposed to someone else? Man, we're quiet today. Okay, so they think you're a friend. What about, let's open up the question to everybody else. What makes a friend instead of just someone you know?
Love.
I'm sorry?
You care about
your friends, right? But what do you like doing things with your friends?
Yeah.
Like, so you share some things in common. Like, you like to go play a game, or you like to eat together. So you share some things in common that you don't necessarily with everybody, but you might, right? But your friends, you like hanging out with your friends. Right? You love your friends. Will you give your friends things if they need or in need? Yeah. So there's a bond that we have with our friends that we don't necessarily have with everybody else, right? Now the mystery of our text today is, what do you think Jesus calls you?
A friend.
Yes, he says, I'm now going to call you my friend. And so, in one part we go, wow, Jesus is calling me a friend. But Jesus is also calling everyone else a friend. You know how we said we care for our friends? And if you have a friend who has a friend, do you care for your friend's friend? Maybe, but when your friend says, that guy's got to come if we're going to go play this game, my friend has to come too. We include that friend in the game too, right? Because we want to be with our friends. So now, if we can all just turn around and look through the whole room. Go ahead, I'm watching you. Look, everybody, I'm watching everybody now. Just look around. Rick is keeping us honest up there. We're all friends of God. And so we all get to now love one another because we're all in this thing called life together. So let us pray. On the count of three, we're going to bring our hands together in the form of prayer. One, two, three. And repeat after me. Dear God, thank you for loving us.
Thank you for loving us.
Thank you that we're your friends.
Thank you
that
we're your friends. Amen. Amen. God so love the world.
Our first reading this morning is written in the book of Acts in chapter 10. Now hear the word. While Peter was still speaking, the Holy Spirit fell upon all who heard the word. The circumcised believers who had come with Peter were astounded that the gift of the Holy Spirit had been poured out on the Gentiles, for they heard them speaking in tongues and extolling God. Then Peter said, "Can anyone withhold the water for baptizing these people who have received the Holy Spirit just as we have?" So he ordered them to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Then they invited him to stay for several days. Holy wisdom, holy word.
Thanks be to God.
We will sing the psalm this morning. It's found on page 5 of your bulletin. It's Psalm 98. I'll begin with the light print. Please sing with me on the dark print. Sing a new song to the Lord, who has done marvelous things, whose right hand and holy arm have won the victory.
O Lord, you have made known your victory. You have revealed your righteousness in the sight of the nations.
You remember your steadfast love and faithfulness to the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the victory of our God.
Shout with joy to the Lord, all you lands. Lift up your voice, rejoice and sing.
Sing to the Lord with the harp, with the harp and the voice of song. Let the sea roar and all that fills it, the world and all those who dwell therein.
Let the rivers clap their hands, and let the hills resound with joy before the Lord who comes to judge the earth.
The Lord will judge the world with righteousness, and the peoples with equity.
Our second reading is written in 1 John chapter 5. Everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ has been born of God, and everyone who loves the parent loves the child. By this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and obey his commandments. For the love of God is this, that we obey his commandments. And his commandments are not burdensome, for whatever is born of God conquers the world. And this is the victory that conquers the world, our faith. Who is it that conquers the world but the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? This is the one who came by water and blood, Jesus Christ, not with the water only, but with the water and the blood. And the Spirit is the one that testifies, for the Spirit is the truth. Holy wisdom, holy word.
Thanks be to God.
According to John, the 15th chapter.
Glory to you, Lord.
As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments, and I abide in his love. I have said these things to you so that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be complete. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friend. And you are my friends if you do what I command you. I do not call you servants any longer, because the servant does not know what the master is doing. But I have called you friends, because I have made known to you everything that I've heard from my Father. You did not choose me, but I chose you. And I appointed you to go and bear fruit that will last, so that the Father will give you whatever you ask in my name. I'm giving you these commandments so that you may love one another. This is the gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Well, friends, our lectionary this week and last week gave me an opportunity, and so I'm going to take it. And the opportunity is that we're in this text that continues. So we started this first part of the text last week, and we get to continue what Jesus is saying in the second part. And that gives me the rare opportunity to dive deeper into a text. And I know some of us weren't here last week, so we'll do a quick bit of review and catch up while we are diving deeper. Our section today began with Jesus saying, "I am the vine, and you are the branches." And it is that great, great statement, "I am." And it calls to us, our mind, the deep truths of existence, because it's a reflection of the very name of God. And our texts are really like deep and really mystical, and so I'm just trying to dive a little bit deeper for us in this time. When Moses was on the mountain, God revealed something to Moses in the name of who God is. And it's this great saying, "I am what I am." And friends, it was profound thousands of years ago when it was first uttered. It's still profound today, because it touches on the very nature of reality and existence. This idea that God is being itself. I am. And it's not just that the ancient Hebrew people had a thought of one God, right? That is not what is the difference between a belief in a one God or many gods. But the idea that, like, when you have these many gods in the ancient world, they weren't beyond the world. They were bound to the same laws, the same reality, the same everything that we are as well. So the ancient gods were more like superheroes than anything else. Like, you know, that superhero is the guy who's still bound by all our laws, but just happens to be much, much more powerful, right? So they can do things, they might be good, they might be bad, but they are still within the same system, if you would. And the great revelation here is, I am. God is at the same point, like the ground of everything, beyond everything, in everything. It, the definition itself, the definition of I am being, is a definition beyond anything we can put our minds to. So anything we might be able to say will be too little, or it won't encompass this entirety. And so when Jesus says, I am the branch, identifying himself with this totality that is God, but it comes with another statement, you are. And it is the only time in the Gospels that we get this I am statement with a you are statement. So it's really, really important. I am the vine. You are the branches. You are what flows from the divine life and breath. There's this unity. There's this thing that flows. And the thing about the tree, we talked about it in the children's sermon, and I'll bring you all up to speed, is this thing called a fractal pattern. And a tree is a fractal. And that means it is the exact same pattern as that tree grows, and the pattern grows, grows, until you have the whole pattern, which is the tree. So the tree starts with the little roots and the little branches that are twigs. But every step that that tree grows, it's that same pattern. Are you all tracking with me? You have to breathe. Then it has a branch, and the branch comes up. It's the same pattern, and it grows, and it grows, and it grows. And so the tree is nothing more than the sum of that little part, that little twig. And so, as I said, it's a little mystical. So, oh, this is reality. This is what God is saying. But friends, it's not just trees, right? What is the smallest thing in the universe that we know of at the moment? It's the little atom, right? And that's just a nucleus surrounded by a whole bunch of little tiny things, right? And that's the basic pattern that all existence is made of, right? We're all just atoms. Everything is all these atoms. And if we take this big outlook at the biggest thing in the universe, what's the biggest thing in the universe? Probably a galaxy, right? And what's a galaxy? Because you have the sun, you have all these big planets circling the sun. It's the exact same pattern, friends. The exact same pattern. And if we were to say, let's take one step out and go, then what do we understand God to be? And in the Christian worldview, we say God is a Trinity, right? And what is a Trinity but three circling each other in love? My friends, the world is this extension of the love of the Trinity, this oneness that encompasses a circle of beings in love, of persons, flowing into the creation that creates matter that flows. And this is what we said. It means to be, I am the vine, you are the branch, is to understand that we are a part of this life that is flowing from God. And so Jesus adds on to this today. He's going to go deeper in what exactly this flowing pattern is. And Jesus tells us that this pattern and you see the how it flows. As the Father has loved me, so I love you. This dance of the Trinity in love flows out, flows into creation. And all of creation has sort of this same pattern, friend. This idea of love and relationship that binds the world together. And as Jesus says, no greater love has this than one to lay down their life. And that's the pattern, if we look at the pattern in the world. I sometimes talk about the sacramental structure of reality. And if we think about it again, from that tiny berry that we pluck to eat, to the star, our sun, which is giving us light and heat at the expense of its own life, all of reality has this structure to it. Something else flowing into something else so they may live. This great circle of life, death, transformation, so that others might live. That's the structure of reality. That is love. As the Father has loved me, so I love you. So now, love one another. That is the structure, as I said, the flow of all things. And it's not just so you can bear fruit. See what Jesus says? Bear fruit that will last. All this is flowing to one direction, and that is the fullness of the resurrection, when God will come again because of the life, death of Jesus and on the cross. The world doesn't end in death. It doesn't end in transformation. It will end in the fullness and resurrection. It ends with the triumph of love. And so, if we love, we are participating in this redemptive process. And that love in friends, as I said, wins. Your acts of love have these eternal consequences because they are acts that will go on forever. The love to heal, to help, to build up someone who will be resurrected. That is a life. That is a task that lasts forever. It's the futility of hate and destruction that is the problem. Because what we can do? We can destroy that which God loves. We can destroy, but God will raise that up on the last days. The only thing that's eternal, then, that we can do is to find ourselves abiding in this love and find ourselves pouring out this love. So friends, we are the vine of the branch of love. And our invitation today is to know that God's love is poured out in Christ Jesus for us, so that life and love will win the day. And we are invited to know our true selves in this love, and then to love one another, knowing that the fruit that we produce now in love is a fruit that lasts forever. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Rejoicing that Jesus is risen and love has triumphed over fear, let us pray for the church, the world, and all those in need of good news. Your Holy Spirit falls upon all who hear the word. Fill your church with the gifts of your Spirit and give understanding hearts to those who strengthen our commitments with our ecumenical and interreligious partners. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
You speak and the face of the earth is renewed. Revive your creation, that habitats and every kind of living thing might flourish. Protect endangered species and help us to care for all your creatures. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
Your world is divided and the nations rage. Grant wisdom and vision to world leaders that they may seek justice, peace, and the good of all. Strengthen international partnerships and cooperation. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
Your children are in need. Comfort all those who suffer, especially those afflicted by anxiety, depression, and mental illness. Help us be conduits of your love in our care for one another. We pray especially for Aaron, Madeline, Karen, Colin, Joe, Velma, Susan, David, Fran, Meredith, Helen, Michael, Eric, Corey, Sylvia, Laura, Trudy, Kevin, Kathy, Carol, Misty, and Mike. For the victims of the war in Ukraine and for Israel Hamas. For the earthquake victims in Morocco and for recovery efforts in Maui. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
Your work is done in this place with our hands. Bless the ministries of this congregation that we may embody your love for the world. Inspire those who plan and lead worship, council members, committee members, and volunteers. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
Your blessed saints now rest in you. Give us thankful hearts for those who have gone before us. At the last, bring us all together around your heavenly banquet table. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
Into your hands, most merciful God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your abiding love. Through Jesus Christ, our resurrected and living Lord.
May the peace of Christ be with you all.
And also with you.
I invite you now to share the peace of Christ with those around you.
Thank you.
invite us all to stand as we sing our offering. Let us pray. Risen One, you call us to believe and bear fruit. May the gifts that we offer here be signs of your abiding love, from us to be your witnesses in the world, through Jesus Christ, our true Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, for the glorious resurrection of our Savior, Jesus Christ, the true Paschal Lamb who gave himself to take away our sin, who in dying has destroyed death, and in rising has brought us to eternal life. And so, with Mary Magdalene and Peter, and all the witnesses of the resurrection, with earth and sea and all their creatures, and with angels and archangels, cherubim and seraphim, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
Holy,
you are most holy, and great is the majesty of your glory. You so loved the world that you gave your only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but have eternal life. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body, given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." For as often as we eat of this bread and drink from this cup, we proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.
Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again.
Remembering, therefore, his command, we give thanks to you, O Lord God Almighty, not as we ought, but as we are able. We ask you to accept our praise and thanksgiving, and with your word and the Holy Spirit to bless us, your servants, and these, your own gifts of bread and wine, so that we and all who share in the body and blood of Christ may be filled with heavenly blessing and grace, and might be formed to live as your holy people. To you, blessed Trinity, be all honor and glory in your holy church now and forever.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Gathered together as one, let us pray as our Savior taught us.
Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial. Deliver us from evil. For the kingdom and the power and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
You may be seated. This is the table of God, the feast of God for all people. And all people here are invited to come forward and receive at this table. In a moment, we as usher will come and we will ask you to fill in from right to left at the rail. And you may receive this sacrament in however you wish to receive it. Some might want to kneel, some may stand. We only ask that you extend your hand out and we will give you the elements in your hand. We have gluten-free options upon request. And then when the liquid is brought around, we ask you to reach in and take. The red cup is filled with wine. The clear cup is filled with grape juice. If you wish to just come and only receive a blessing, come with your arms crossed, but know that all who come forward will receive from this. For the love is God, the love of God is poured out for all. Amen.
Thank you.
And may the body and blood of our Lord and Savior keep us in grace.
Amen.
Let us pray. Shepherding God, you have prepared a table before us and nourished us with your love. Send us forth from this banquet to proclaim your goodness and share the abundant mercy of Jesus, our Redeemer and friend.
Amen.
Can we take a pause for a moment for some announcements? And again, after service, we invite all of our friends and visitors to come and enjoy coffee and cookies with us. And looking at the week ahead, we have John Baker's memorial on Saturday at 11 a.m. Service will be here at 11, and then a reception following with food provided by the family downstairs. The church is still looking for some people willing to help either with setup, serving, or cleanup. So if you're interested and you can help at some aspect on Saturday, please let us know, and you'll be put to good use. Service starts at 11, and we gather to remember John and to comfort one another in that. And then also, looking ahead further, we have our third Wednesday of the month, where we'll be meeting for our second time for bread and holding evening service at 6 and 7. We're still looking for some people to help provide some a simple soup for that meal. We have a sign up on our board. Please join us as we start this new tradition. And then looking down the week a little bit, or down the month, on the 19th of May, we will have a special adult forum with Jeff Fleming from Second Home to come talk to us about the programs that the Ecumenical Ministry of Oregon is trying to undertake to help with teen homelessness. So please come join for the discussion and the awareness that Jeff Fleming will have. So with that being said, let us prepare our hearts and minds for this benediction. Alleluia. Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed. Alleluia.
God of resurrection, Christ of unending joy, and the spirit of Easter hope, bless you now and always.
Amen.
Joy, 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 we adore.
glad.